The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby.
What up,
we are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Jalen, I have some great news to start the show. In Orlando, in the NBA bubble, they tested 346 players. Zero positive for COVID-19. We are going to have a basketball season. The bubble is secure. I've been saying that the bubble was going to work, and it is currently working. And that really got me thinking, Jalen.
What's that?
Do you know what got me thinking? Anything is possible, and I mean that more than ever. When once in this season we had three clear title favorites, I think with the 4 months off and the restart, Kevin Garnett said it best. He really did. Anything is possible. So we each pick some teams in this new world where anything is possible that could contend, that could go deep in the playoffs that you would never think would before. Who is your first anything is possible
team? So here's where I go deep into the box score. Number one, an organization or a coach that has a championship pedigree. Eric Spoelstra has that. An all NBA caliber performer. Jimmy Butler is that. Multiple players that are having career years, in particular, the most improved player in the league, Bam Adebayo. And the Miami Heat knocked down that three-point shot. Players like Duncan Robinson in particular. When you look at this Heat check that we have up on the screens, all of a sudden, we know that they're going to play with tenacity. And they're going to get after it defensively. If they're able to get their offense clicking, they can be a squad that matches up really well with the Milwaukee Bucks. I feel the Celtics with Hayward along with Kemba are dealing with injuries. The Heat could be a team that knocks off the Milwaukee Bucks.
I think that's a really good point, Jalen Rose. And the Heat are a team that a lot of people have an eye on because, well, I'll just let Kevin Garnett say it.
Anything's possible!
Anything is possible. And this team that I'm about to bring up is my anything is possible team in the Western Conference. I didn't think it was possible. Their best player tested positive. They were missing a couple key players. But guess what? For the Denver Nuggets, Jokic is in the building. And they have their depth. Craig is on the way. Harris is on the way. Look at this team. They have, that is 10 players that score more than 7 points a game.
This is a good choice.
And now they have everyone. And I really love this team, but it really comes down to my guy, the Stretch Mark Five. Yes, he's not a Stretch Mark Five right now, but he'll be back. But with his production and also his playoff production, remember what he did in the playoffs last year, particularly against the Blazers. He was great. And look at my man, the Stretch Mark Five right there on the court in the bubble. I have the Denver Nuggets as one of my anything is possible teams. Jalen, who is your next anything is possible team?
I'm not mad at that at all. And Jalen and Jacoby listeners and watchers know we were the first on that Denver Nuggets bandwagon last season. But I got another squad for you, Jacoby, and they play in the West. The Houston Rockets. They have two players that have won MVP within the last handful of years. One guy in James Harden that basically averages 40 this year. Russell Westbrook, who once they traded Clint Capella and opened the paint, is scoring more points in the paint than anybody in the league since January. And we know he can flirt with a triple-double. And a lot of times their tallest player is PJ Tucker. They've invested in small ball. This is going to be AAU open gym rec ball. And I know how much you love that. The Houston Rockets in this format have a wild card chance to upset one of the LA teams.
They really, really do. And you know what? Let me just hear from Kevin Garnett one more time, please.
Anything's possible!
I needed that inspiration because the next team I'm about to pick, I don't think they're going to win the NBA championship. I don't think they're going to be in the NBA finals, but I know that they're going to be a very tough out in the playoffs. And we always talk about expectations, right? We always talk about success is a function of realistic expectations. And this team blew away all expectations for this team. And of course, I'm talking about the Oklahoma City Thunder. And I'm talking about them because they have a three-headed monster at the guard positions. When you have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Chris Paul, and a real great bounce back year from Dennis Schroeder, this is a team that is really, really strong at important positions. Each one of those guys is averaging about 16 to 19 to 20 points a game. This three-headed monster is a problem. And guess what? Oh, we're going on the road? No problem. Fourth best win-loss record on the road. Third best opponent's point per game on the road. So this is going to benefit this team. And when you have a veteran leader like that man right there, Chris Paul, running the show, all bets are off. No chemistry problems, you know, nothing in the locker room, 4 months off. Chris Paul, I believe in as a leader and as the key piece of this three-headed monster that Thunder have.
I owe an apology because Jakobi Dieeasy has struck again. We've dealt with this with Lance. You didn't even mention your favorite player, Steven Adams.
Oh, Steven Adams?
That's
oh,
yeah, your guy. My favorite player. Oh, and his birthday was yesterday.
Of course. Of course. You know I love Steven Adams so much. He's a beast. Jalen, I love this. Kevin, give it to me one more time.
Anything's possible!
I like how Spears is looking at him like he's crazy.
Anything is possible. And it is also possible that from the 76ers, a team that, again, since anything is possible, could be in the NBA Finals. And they could be in the NBA Finals with a starting lineup that has never seen the floor together. And I'm talking about Shake Milton and then Richardson with Harris shake and, of course, Embiid and Simmons. So, Jalen, what do you think about that? That after 4 months off, these five have never seen the floor together. Not a single minute played together this season, but that's who they could be rocking with in Orlando.
Three teams in the East can say that we have guys that have been all-stars multiple times. The Bucks, the Sixers, and it will happen for the Celtics. Not only have they had Kemba and Gordon Hayward, but we know about Jason Tatum. It's slim pickings in that conference if your two best players can be dominant. Joel Embiid, if I had to talk about people who had the most talent in the NBA, he'd be top seven or eight. The points, the rebounds, the blocks, the versatility, turning over both blocks. And Ben Simmons, we focus so much about what he can't do. But all I know is this, mark my words, Ben Simmons playing on the wing and playing on the baseline, he going to be flirting with triple-doubles, shooting over 60% per game and dunking on people on a nightly basis. So great I ain't defender. Mad at you. But don't sleep on Tobias Harris. I think he's a guy that's going to surprise a lot of people with how he performs in the bubble.
Why do you think that, Mr. Rose?
Because when you get a deal like he got and you have perennial all-stars like Philly has, and as you said, you're judging success off of realistic expectations – the regular season becomes a dress rehearsal. You remember how they lost last year? You remember how they lost?
Oh, I remember.
Okay, Kawhi Leonard dribbling around the double team. Joel Embiid didn't cut him off, and he went to the right wing and sunk a jumper that bounced and bounced and bounced and fell. And they lost Jimmy Butler in the offseason. So they're going to be defined by the playoffs. So I am not mad at you bringing that up. And Shake Milton, knockdown three-point shooter, really good defender. His emergence now allows them to have a closing lineup.
Absolutely. Well, I feel very confident about this NBA season being completed and the bubble process that they have. NFL players, as we detailed yesterday, less confident about the health and safety protocols for the NFL season. And two things that they wanted were daily testing and zero preseason games. It has been announced that that is what they will get. Jalen, does that change how you feel about the upcoming NFL season?
Well, stating the obvious that they shouldn't have preseason games because why risk players' health not only due to COVID-19, but as well as physically when you know that they're meaningless games and people won't play their starters and or their notable players multiple snaps anyway. My problem with Major League Baseball and the NFL is that they can't put their players in the bubble. And as long as you're interacting with family, friends, and going to do your normal business as a citizen when you're not performing your job as an NFL player, there's a high likely that somebody's going to contract COVID-19 and possibly spread it because A, there are people that have it that usually are asymptomatic, and B, if and when you take the test, it takes some time to actually get the results.
Yep, exactly. I think the delay from testing to results is something that people sleep on. And another thing people sleep on is where the virus is the strongest now. Look at this map. And if you look at the bottom of that map, look at all those NFL logos. You want me to fly to these cities, not quarantine, and then get tested maybe 3 days before the game? Who knows if I can get the virus in those 3 days while I'm in that city? I'm not really trying to go to any of those places down at the bottom of the map. And that is one of the reasons that I feel like we will have some delays. We will have a lot of players missing games. We might even have a season that starts and stops. Who knows? I stop predicting the future. But I know that right now in the present, I do not want to fly to those cities.
If you're looking for a bandwagon to jump on, Kyler Murray.
Okay. Well, let's not forget, Kansas City won the Super Bowl last year. You know who hasn't forgot that? Chris Jones. So much so that Chris Jones predicts not one, not two, not three, not four, but 5+ rings for Kansas City in this dynastic run. Jalen, do you see this coming to fruition? 4 more Super Bowls for this team.
This that new car smell. He just got that fresh bread. And of course, when you get the kind of dough that him and Mahomes got, you're going to say things like this with confidence. You're two of the best people at what you do, and y'all just won the Super Bowl, and you look around and like, we got weapons all over the place. Now we have them in the backfield. We have Tariq. We have Kelsey. We have the Honey Badger. So I understand their enthusiasm, but the one thing about sports, luck has a lot to do with it. Especially in a team dynamic. Yes. Attitudes, injuries, luck. And so while I believe that there will be more Super Bowls in KC, it ain't going to be 4 or 5. I'm going to just go out there right now. I'll save this tape. If I'm wrong, I'll just be wrong. I believe that they could get another one, maybe two. But man, being an athlete and watching football for as long as I have, I haven't seen – when the last time somebody went back-to-back? But other than the Patriots,
The Patriots have a dynasty. The Patriots have 6 championships. But one thing that you forget is it feels like Tom Brady and Bill Belichick have been doing this for like 20 years. Like, they didn't just go back-to-back and have a quick run like the Warriors. Like, they lost a lot. It took them a couple decades to compile those 6 rings. Jalen, I have the best defender in the league – maybe Pat Beverly said is the hardest to guard. And I will tell you that right after this. Stay tuned. It's Jalen and Jacoby.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Modelo, brewed for those with a fighting spirit. Part of Happy Hour.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, it is time for your favorite segment. It's time for Keep It Moving.
Wu-Tang! Wu-Tang!
If you would like to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, we will keep it moving. We start with a way that Tobias Harris is going to
hit
attention
to social breaks. In the book.
Let's listen to Tobias at a recent press conference.
I'm just wondering if those shirts are something players plan to wear during warmups, or if there is a plan for those, or if you'll be involved in any way.
Nothing against the t-shirts, but We want to make sure that Daniel Cameron will arrest the cops and officers involved with Breonna Taylor's death. And yeah, that's all I got to say.
Jalen, what do you think about how we handled that?
I think Tobias Harris is a champion, and I always talk about there's the score of the game and there's the game of life. And multimedia sound bites would show back in the day Rasheed Wallace or Beast Mode give short answers because they weren't necessarily fond of the media. I hope this gets that same level of attention because the topic that he's talking about as it relates to the ambush and the murder of Breonna Taylor, it's absurd that those cops have not been arrested, in particular one who basically continues to show himself on vacation enjoying himself, Jacoby. So I appreciate Tobias Harris using his platform for that message.
I think a lot of people speak about Breonna Taylor and they really ask for justice for her, but I really want people to go look at the details of that case. Really look at what happened that evening because it is wild. The person that they're actually looking for who's not in that apartment is already in police custody across town. It is disgusting. Moving on. Mark Davis says he might not be going to Raiders games. Keep moving ahead of the breaks.
We'll come back to that. Keep it moving for now.
Keep moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Antonio Brown says he's hanging up his spikes. Keep moving to hit the brakes.
Until Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson, any of the top quarterbacks say, I want to throw you footballs on Sunday, he'll be retired. Keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving. Okay. We keep it moving.
One of our colleagues, another former NBA player, have started an agency. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Oh, hit the brakes on this one. My dog.
Tracy McGrady and Jermaine O'Neal have joined together to start a player representation agency. Jalen, take us behind the curtain a bit. What does this mean and what would they provide to players?
Both of these gentlemen are intellects. T-Mac is a Hall of Famer. Both have been all NBA and all-stars. Each have made top dollar at what they do. They've been represented by some of the best, including Arn Tellem. So they understand the in and outs of the game. I think they'll be great representing players in their best interest.
I think so too, and I wish him the best. I've, you know, gotten to know Tracy a little bit, and I would certainly trust him with my business dealings. And I also
and
feel
by the way, I was an all I know is this. Tracy McGrady, like David Jacoby, got on an airplane and wasn't getting paid, and it was an appearance to come to the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy golf outing. So if you got a problem with him, you got a problem with me.
We, you know what? If the coronavirus cancels the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy golf outing, I'm gonna make the vaccine myself if that happens. It's not canceled. It's on. Moving on. Pat Beverly told us who is the hardest to guard in the NBA. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
He says that Dame Lillard is the hardest to guard for him. What do you think?
J&J fans know how this works. We don't just have guests. We have family members. Dame fall in line with that. So anytime we can highlight and celebrate our family members, it'll be great. And this time last year, he broke up the Oklahoma City Thunder, Jacoby. Mm-hmm. You see that jump shot right there? Paul George, Russell Westbrook had plans of running together for a really long time.
Jalen, I have a problem with Dwight Howard. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Wow. Hit the brakes.
We laughed about it last time when someone called the whistleblower hotline and said that Dwight Howard wasn't wearing a mask. Well, guess what? He has now been seen not wearing a mask, not once, but twice. And he's also said that he is against vaccines. Dwight, are you trying to tell me that if they come out with a vaccine for COVID-19, you're not going to go get one? And you know it works. You're not going to go get one. Jalen, what do you think about Dwight Howard's anti-science stance?
It's hard not to overreact to people that are public figures that can press send and or speak into a microphone and can influence others to say things that damages the health of other individuals. Wearing a mask is mandatory. It's not a choice. It's not political. Even Jacoby's wearing one. And we both know we waiting on his test results to get back.
I'm back. I'm negative. Moving on. Jalen, there's a man in Jamaica that won the lottery. $95 million.
Hit the brakes.
$95 million. And then when he went to go collect his winnings, he dressed up as Darth Vader. I love this so much. If you won the lottery, would you wear a costume to go pick up your winnings?
So let me put you guys up on some game, okay? There are a lot of people out there that want to be famous. You know what you really want to be? You want to be rich. And the reason why he came with a Darth Vader outfit is because now when he goes and grabs that check, he's going to look down at his phone if he's not wearing it. And all of his friends, all of his family, all of his exes, everybody in his life is going to be hitting him up for loans and for money. You want the money.
Great business proposals.
You don't want the fame.
Very quickly, Jalen, who is Darth Vader?
Darth Vader from Star Wars. That's my guy, him and R2-D2.
What does Darth Vader look like?
He wears all black everything. He looks like he's just dark. Invader. And shiny.
You're the best.
You know, he used to look futuristic. Used to look futuristic, right?
Jalen, I've got more video of Mike Tyson that is so frightening. I can't wait to show it to you. Stay tuned. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, there's something happening in the NBA bubble that no one's talking about. It seems insignificant, but makes absolutely zero sense to me whatsoever. In the preseason games, the warm-up games before the 8 regular season games, they're playing 10-minute quarters. Like, what is the point? You're shaving off 2 minutes a quarter? Like, what is that going to do? You've got substitutes you can put in there. You know what I mean? Like, why are we doing this? This makes no sense to me whatsoever. Take me behind the curtain. What is the thinking on this? Why play 10-minute quarters when you can just play your players less?
I'll tell you why. Because there's a reason the Western Conference invited more teams than the East. Unless Dame in Portland, Zion in New Orleans are vying for playoff spots, everybody else is a guinea pig, especially anybody 6 and below in the East. Guinea pigs.
Oh, yeah. The Suns.
Let's finish out the schedule. Let's get these games in. Let's get these checks. Let's warm up the teams for the playoffs.
No.
That's why. I'm telling you why. I'm answering why. Because they're guinea pigs. Because these games, while they are meaningful to complete the season, they're meaning less overall because the only thing that needs to get determined in these 8 games is that players are in shape for the playoffs and the 8th seed in the West. That's it.
No, but the 8 games are going to have 12-minute quarters. Like, the actual regular season games will have regular season timing. But the warm-up games, right, the ones that get you in shape, the ones that are supposed to condition you, to get you into the rhythm, get you into the just the logistics of what a game day is going to look and feel like in the bubble, those have 10 sense. Minutes. And that is stupid to me. No, it doesn't.
So,
you're supposed to get in shape.
Oh, really?
Don't get in game shape.
You want to go there? You want to take shots at the NBA for playing 10-minute quarters? You're the same guy that plays running time. Yes. You played running time. When you go hoop. Running time.
I'm not playing NBA basketball, Jalen. Don't try to flip this on my rec league, all right? NBA basketball. If the point of the warm-up games is to simulate what the regular season games are going to be like, why not have them be 12-minute quarters? And if you're worried about the wear and tear in the athletes, that's why you have, 14 players down there? 15 players on the team
times
down there?
Four.
Just play other players.
12 times 4 is 48. 12. What 4 times 10 is 40. Guess what LeBron and or Giannis ain't gonna be doing? Playing 40 minutes.
No, of course not. But that's the whole point. They can play.
So that's why.
Right, to use your point against you, LeBron and Giannis, they will have a minute. What's the right amount of time for them to play in a meaningless game?
32
game for the regular season. 32. They will play 32 minutes, whether it's 40 minutes total, 48 minutes total, or 33 minutes
total. Correct.
They're still
going to get the same run. So they're saving up for watching 8 more minutes of meaningless basketball from each team. You just answered it.
Why not? Why not just simulate the actual games? Why not? Why are we saving these 8 minutes? What's so precious about these 8 minutes?
Here's why.
No.
How much do you really want to watch the Wizards play?
Do I want to watch Wizards play? I want to watch every Wizards game. Do you know why I want to watch every Wizards game? Because they're playing against somebody else. So it's not the Wizards that I want to watch. It's their opponents. Please. They're going to be someone. They're going to play against somebody. Unless they're playing against my rec league with washed up doctors. I want to see the Wizards play. They're going to be playing somebody down there. So, yeah. I might miss the Wizards don't play the Suns, right? I don't think they put that one on the schedule. I don't think they put that one on the schedule. I don't understand why they do that, Jalen Rose. I really don't understand that. But whatever, man. Jalen, Drake sometimes – I love Drake's music. No shots at Drake. When Drake puts out an album, I listen to the whole thing. Drake put out those two songs, I'm listening to those. Love Drake. No shots at Drake. But he takes some criticism for being a little sing-songy, being a little sensitive, being in his feelings. He sent presents to the Raptors in the bubble. Maybe like some food would be nice, or a gift, something, a motivational something. No. He sent them candles for their hotel rooms. Jalen, why would you send candles? Of all the things that you could send, of all the things in the world that you could send, why candles?
Let me take you deeper into the box score. No accusations, but just
experience. See what you're doing. I know exactly what you're doing.
Correct.
Experience, he said.
That's a distinct care package, Jacoby, and you know it. Are you serious right now?
I didn't.
As soon as I started speaking, you thought about it. You know exactly what to know.
He should send an empty toilet paper roll and some fabric softener too. That's what he should send. That he should send a towel for the door. Some room spray.
Some Lysol.
That's what the candles are for. See, this is why I like doing the show with you.
You know what those candles are for.
They're trying to clown him for having
to send, trying to protect this guy so they don't get in trouble.
Yeah.
So they ain't out in Orlando scrambling, or they ain't trying to do what Spencer Dinwiddie said and import some Cali.
And also, let me tell you something, man. We know those hotel rooms are childproof in Disney. They only the hotel windows only open like an inch. It's hard to ventilate. Hard to ventilate in those
rooms.
All
I know is this. You think about smoking in one of those rooms, the smoke detector going off.
Yes. They rig those different. You know it's like you've been down there. You know it's like swampland kind of. Like, you know there's going to be like three dudes on an NBA team in those high reeds all in the mud getting their shoes dirty. It's going to be like one of those old Looney Tunes cartoons. It's going to be little smoke signals coming out from the various nooks and crannies of the campus down there.
It's going to be like one of those old mob flicks. You're going to be looking outside in the corner in the dark next to a building under the light. And dude's going to be thinking that they hiding. And you look up in the air and all it is smoke.
I bet you could sell a Dutch Master for $400 in the NBA bubble right now. You could get a backwoods off for like a cool $1,000 right now in the NBA bubble. You really could.
Hey, let me tell you who that dude is in the bubble. I'm going to tell you who that dude is.
Okay.
The dude that got the pre-rolled ones on deck. Whoever that is, oh man, he got action.
Getting a new contract.
He got action. He the LeBron James of the bubble. Like, they talk
the
about
opposite.
A super the opposite team being formed. What? You gonna see a guy that averaged like 4 points coming out of the bubble getting the max. Giannis gonna be like, I want to play with him.
What? Why are the Thunder running plays for Grant so much? really featuring him down in Orlando. This is a new tactic.
Montrezl Harrell doing all of the interviews for the Clippers.
He's starting at point guard. This is weird. I don't know what happened. You know, the opposite is the dude that goes down to the cafeteria and brings the apple back to the hotel room and then Googles how to smoke from an apple. You know what? Never done it. Never will. Stop. I ain't doing that.
Correct.
I'm not doing that.
That's so slow and so suburban. Like, come on now. Get out of here with that.
I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that whatsoever. All right, man. Listen. Let me just tell people something. I'll take people behind the curtain of the show. We have tech problems every day. Yesterday, I had to yell at my son because they were watching cable, and for some reason
you were mean to him, dog.
My internet. Yeah, I was mean to him. It was bad. It was bad. I had to apologize.
You deserve to apologize. You were mean to him.
I'm trying to do a television show, and he's banging on the door.
He don't care.
Being mean to me. No.
He's trying to have fun and be a kid. When the last time you saw a kid just not make noise for 2 hours? That's unrealistic.
In the middle of the Angela Rye interview, my daughter opens the door, says she has to go to the potty. Meanwhile, she just walked past two bathrooms to get to my room. And so she opens the door, says she has to go potty, crawls through all the wires, into the bathroom, slams the door, uses the potty, opens the door, slams it again, crawls back out. We have tech problems today.
You know, Jalen,
your light and look changes every day, and I know you don't change anything. You know what I mean? Like, your light and look, like, the way you look changes every day, and I know you don't change anything. The lights. Yesterday, I was super dark. I'm like, this is the exact same thing I did yesterday. This is hard.
I just plug it and unplug. That's all I do. Off and on. I don't adjust anything.
No, we lose Jalen three times a day. Three times a day, your feed just stops. Why? Bad internet connection? No. Tech problems? No. Why does your feed stop three times a day?
Because I have a square table and a round table. The round table is in the back, and it has the computer on it and the internet connection. The square table in front of me has two books with a laptop on top of it, a connection for wireless and for the camera into the laptop. Plus, I have a microphone, which means at 6'8" in small quarters, when I'm not still, I'll bump into the table. When I hit the table, I'm going to lose connection.
He stops. Like, that's what we're dealing with. I got my son. He's committing a mutiny. He says, your show sucks. That's why your show sucks. I'm like, dog, I can't stand you or your show. I've got Twitter. I don't need hate from inside the house. You know what I mean? Like, it's one thing when the, like, eggs on Twitter telling me that my show sucks. But now I got my son doing my own last name, and he's banging on the door. I got my girl, my little baby girl, just going pee-pee in the potty over here during the middle of an interview. And my co-host, if he touches a table, can't touch the table, disappears. Jalen's gone.
I got to go uncle for a minute and defend the kids. It's really hard to function when your dad is using the internet service and you can't really do anything for 2 hours.
Well, it's not just that.
How about that?
They should be at a summer
camp. You're hogging the internet service. That's what should be
happening. And they got to be here. You know, that's the thing. It's like, we usually limit screen times. You know, you do that as a family. I think everyone's dealing with this. It's got kids. Like, you limit screen times, and we usually watch one or two of the half hour shows a day. You know, at night. That's part of the routine. But that's when they wake up in the morning, eat some breakfast, and go to school. Then they come home from school, do some activities, do some homework, eat dinner, watch a couple shows, go to sleep. No school. No summer camp to go to.
School.
They're here all day. You start out in the quarantine. Me and my wife are limiting screen times, making them do homework, being real disciplined, put up a schedule on the wall. That's all out the window. Y'all watch a movie.
It's out
in the
window.
Go ahead.
I agree. And
I'm going to put the cereal in front of you. Go watch a movie. I'll be asleep.
Correct. All families should get ready for something. This isn't breaking news. Be ready for some form of remote learning with your students. Whether it's one day a week, whether it's 2 days a week, whether it's week on or week off, whether it's going to be the first semester, remote learning will be a part of what has to happen going forward from kindergarten through college. So I know you hear some conflicting reports that ignore science and say that students should be and are anticipated being in school physically the first day. That's not realistic. As the founder of a school that's also a parent of a student that'll be a junior in college and one that's going to be a freshman in high school, that's not going to happen. So internet service, computers, like Jacoby said, create a quiet space where at least the young people can function, learn, and be able to be productive while at home, because that's going to become the new norm in a lot of ways.
Well, what else is happening with kids? Gaining weight. You know what I mean? Can't get outside. Can't really act.
Ain't just
you know,
them.
Especially in the city. Like, I'm in the city. You know what I mean? So one of the things I've done is I go for a jog every day, Monday through Friday. And my son Quincy now gets on his bike and goes with me. And every day he hounds me about something that he wants. It used to be a motorhome. Well, today he started a company called Q-Mart. And he went on Squarespace and built a website. And he partnered up with a pickling company. And they sell pickles and pickled vegetables. And he said that he pays the pickling company $14 to $40 a month. And he gets $10 for everything that he sells. And I was like, well, Q, I think that's a revenue share. Because if you pay them $40 and then you sell $1,000 worth of pickles that they need to send out. And then he yells at me like, no, dog, that's the deal. He's like, that would be unfair because the deal is I pay them $40. Like, I think they pay $40 to host the website. He was mad at me. He wanted to get off his bike and run away. He was just like,
young
no, Dad,
entrepreneur.
And I get all 10 of the $10. I try to explain to him what a revenue share is. I was like, they probably get $7 of the 10 and you get 3 because you brought the customers and they delivered the pickles. He's like, no, Dad, $40 a month. He started yelling at me. So anyway,
like
check out Q-Mart.
He got a hustle spirit.
He does. He's an entrepreneur. He's learning about business. He was mad though. He's like, that's not fair. We made a deal. It was $18 a month, unlimited pickles. All right, my guy. Doesn't even like pickles. He shut that one down though. He started a new company. He's selling furniture now. You know, big shout out to Q. Jalen, big shout out to you. We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that?
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done.